It's Mackenzie Atwood. Welcome to the Steven Universe podcast. This is a special behind-the-scenes look at the new Steven Universe episode, Raising the Barn, which you can watch right now on the CN app. Storyboard artist Amber Craig and Hillary Florido are here to share some insight, so I'll just jump in and ask, what are you guys' thoughts after seeing the finished episode?
Wow.
This is your first episode, right?
Yeah. I was so excited to work on this episode.
That's a big first episode because there's a lot that happens and a lot that's a big change, you know?
Yeah.
So for this episode, something that really struck out to me was the balance between the humor and like soul-crushing sadness. I feel like that was handled really well. I loved how there would be moments where you were like, you know, when Peridot walking with Steven in the woods and they find a basketball and then she's sort of confessing it's a problem, you know, like that she doesn't feel like she can talk to Lapis about it. So like, how did you guys approach that, balancing the humor and the realness?
Well, it was my first episode, so I wouldn't say that this is how every episode goes, but my process, or the process that I had at the time, was just to push it as far as I thought it could go. Although that scene that you're talking about was Hillary's. But
thanks.
Like, very good. I feel like, gee, I don't even know how to explain it.
Well, the classic equation is, you know, tragedy plus time is comedy. And I think when things are sad is when it's almost easiest to be funny because it's so hard, and humor is definitely my coping mechanism, or like, you know, your self-defense thing.
People are looking for anything funny to take the mind off of the...
Yeah, or just put in perspective. I don't know. I think humor is fantastic in sad situations, that given the chance, if you can kind of navigate it with humor, you're able to process it more. And it's better to watch as an episode.
Right.
It's a comedy show.
Yeah.
Fun comedy laughs.
Yeah, another episode filled with fun times for Steven and the gang.
I feel like also sadness like that is very relatable. And I feel like when you build up so much sadness between two people, it's very easy to kind of like chip away at it with a joke or two, because it sort of breaks the tension, but also feels very real because, you know, when you're sad, you're super funny. This is dumb.
I get what you mean though. It's like you can sort of poke fun at, like, it eases the tension a little bit, but also like there's a significant problem here, but it's fine. Yeah.
And you can also risk cheesy melodrama if you take yourself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And that has its place in time. But Steven Universe, it should be funny too.
Yeah. And I think it succeeds at that at every turn. So what was it like specifically boarding that sequence where Lapis flies away?
That whole scene was really challenging to work on. There was a whole struggle throughout the whole episode trying to find the balance between like how we're presenting the conflict between Peridot and Lapis, and we were pushing it into like a really, emotionally fraught sort of space. And there was trouble like trying to find a balance between like, oh, we don't want to make it seem like Lapis is completely in the wrong or Peridot's completely in the wrong. And I know I was definitely pushing more towards Lapis being kind of hostile. I had like one line that I wanted to have where Peridot said, you know, like, I don't tell you things that upset you. And I had like drafted a line where Lapis is like, what, are you afraid of me? And then everyone in the pitch was like, we can't do that.
It's too much. Yeah.
That's not.
She says,
great.
Holding up a barn.
I think that scene, it was important to see how, you know, two people can have an opinion and they can both be right. And people's needs are different. And depending on their experiences, people need different things.
It's being willing to, like, do what's best for you at the time.
Yeah. I think, like, what's interesting about the conflict between Lapis and Peridot is that they entered this really close, like, relationship with each other after they're both sort of in the process of, you know, they're not like the other crystal gems where they've been on Earth for thousands and thousands of years and, like, have had, you know, practice, like, having relationships with people and communicating through their problems and stuff. And so putting these two characters together, there's a lot of, like, friction that comes from, like, not really knowing how to handle, like, being so close to someone and not knowing how to talk about your problems or the things that are going wrong. And it's very easy, especially since they were so isolated together, to sort of, I don't know, like, not everybody's first relationship works out well.
Yeah.
Sometimes stuff like that happens and it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friendship, yeah. Being close to people, it's a journey. They have a lot to learn and this is part of their journey.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for coming on and talking to me.
No sweat.
Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thanks for listening.